Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on this Friday morning, Paul Iyhander on the ones and twos is Graham Hill. And it's a fighting Friday in the house. UFC 300 stacked card. Joining us here on the Heister Automotive Hotline to talk about it is renowned MMA reporter Aaron Bronstedt or Sportsnet. Aaron joins us courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up-to-date fight lines and props for UFC 300. And Aaron, I'm going to turn it over to our resident MMA expert, Victoria Vodenecker, because I think she would punch me hard in the arm if I didn't let her do this.
Hey, let's go.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
I'm good, Victoria. How are you?
Good, good. So, as you're well aware, this is a huge card. UFC 300 is historic. We're having matchups that people have been waiting for all year. So, just starting things off, what fight are you most excited for? We've got the main event, of course, is always exciting. But is there a fight that you are most excited for that people should really be looking out?
I think it would be really hard to say anything other than Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. I mean, you follow the sport, Victoria, and we've seen how consistently exciting these two fighters have been in their careers. I mean, you put these two together, and it really is a dream matchup. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense from a divisional standpoint. Max is probably the top contender at featherweight right now, aside from maybe Volkanovski. Justin Gaethje just beat Dustin Poirier. He should probably be considered at least to be the next challenger at 155 pounds, but for kind of a special thing to do for UFC 300, like, this is really just dream matchmaking and putting these two guys together in the cage who have just been so consistently exciting. I think personally this is has the highest potential for entertainment on the card.
Yeah, no, for sure. Justin Gaethje always brings it for sure. But so that leads to my next thing with the matchups that are coming up. You know, some people are looking at some of these matchups as though maybe some of these veteran fighters might be towards the end of their career. So there's a lot of speculation that some gloves might be taken off in the octagon. And, you know, just for instance, we've got Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway, maybe Max Holloway, Holly Holm versus Kayla Harrison, you know, and then we also have Jim Miller too. So do you see that being a potential outcome for any of these fights or maybe ones that, you know, weren't mentioned?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, if you were to say to me, you know, Aaron, you have to bet, will somebody retire at UFC 300? Yes or no? I'd probably bet on no. I mean, for speaking to Jim Miller recently, it seems like he still feels like there's a lot ahead of him. I mean, a lot of people don't realize Jim Miller has dealt with Lyme disease and the effects of Lyme disease for much of his career. The fact that he's actually still going, I think, is quite amazing. But he seems like he's happier than ever doing this, and I wouldn't be surprised if he kept going. I mean, the women's bantamweight division is kind of wide open right now. Even with a loss, Holly Holm can bounce back and potentially get into the title picture next year, even if she loses to Kayla Harrison. I still think that there's a lot of these fighters still have something in the tank. I would be very surprised if Max Holloway retired. I think he's only like 31 years old, still pretty young, at least in terms of age as a fighter. He certainly has miles on him in the cage, but has never been knocked out in a fight. I still think that he has a lot to offer. So I'd actually be fairly surprised if anybody retired on Saturday.
You know, speaking of the Holly Holm and Kayla Harrison fight, so Kayla, this is her debut with the UFC. She's a judo champ. She's a gold medalist. So with that, we haven't really seen her compete. She is a champion in the PFL. What do you see going up a vet like Holly Holm? What can we anticipate?
Well, the thing that's most interesting to me is when she competed in the PFL, she competed at 155 pounds. She has competed at 45 before, but never at 135 pounds. And she just looks like absolutely shredded this week. And we'll see how she looks on the scale in a couple of hours. But I think personally, she's just such a tough fighter. And where you had Holly Holm defeat Another similarly credentialed Ronda Rousey with her Olympic background in judo, not quite as credentialed as Kayla Harrison has been, but at the same time, somebody who's probably closer to the same size as Holly Holm. And Ronda Rousey was used to beating kind of smaller bantamweights. Kayla Harrison is used to fighting bigger fighters. She's also training at the American Top Team, getting a ton of well-rounded mixed martial arts training. I think she's ready for the big show. And I think that she's going to be able to beat Holly Holm as long as she's able to comfortably make the weight.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm definitely excited to see that one. So another one I'm excited for here in North Carolina, we recently were able to legalize mobile gambling. So that's new for us. It's about a month in so far. And I also do these videos for each card where I kind of pick three fights and, you know, I'll look at the spreads, the lines. I'll have fun with it. I'll talk about their camps and whatnot. One thing that really stuck out for me was this Bo Nickel versus Cody Brundage fight. The spread is ridiculous between these two. Bo Nickel is favored by 2,300 and Cody is plus 1,100. So what's going on with this? That's like the biggest spread I think I've seen thus far.
Yeah, when I checked yesterday on Bet Online, it was minus 2,300, now down to minus 1,600. So it seems like money's starting to come in on the underdog, at least to the extent that they're moving the line. Maybe they're trying to bait action on Bo Nickel, but that's just not a bettable fight at that kind of a price. You have to kind of look at, comb through the props, look through what you think is going to happen in the fight. But, you know, if you want to hear a really funny betting line on this one, Bo Nickel is a bigger favorite to win in the first minute of the fight than he is to win in the entire second round. So the probability based on the odds is that he wins more likely in the first minute of the fight against Cody Brundage than he does for him to win in the second round as a whole. So I thought that was fairly interesting. I mean, I think there's more value on him winning in round two than there is in the first minute against a guy like Cody Brundage, who has decent UFC experience. But this is kind of a showcase fight. I mean, you don't put Bo Nickel on the main card as this big of a favorite for any other reason, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, and I just saw your interview with Bo Nickel where he said he prefers to be in round two. He doesn't want that first-minute knockout. He wants to actually get in there and fight around. So it's interesting. I think he's going to push for that, absolutely. So it's exciting to see. Also, one thing I noticed, you did Deep Thoughts with Yuri Prohaska, and I thought that was hilarious, by the way. So everyone should check it out on your Twitter page. But with that, he's got a fun personality. Is there a fighter from all the fighters that you have encountered, talked with, that really stuck out to you, maybe surprised you in good or a bad way?
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow. But I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I probably would have to go with Yuri. He's just such an interesting guy. And I was doing my research on my way down here to Las Vegas and watched some interviews with him. And I was watching it on the plane, and it seemed like the screen was frozen. I was like, what's going on? He was actually just like sitting still and thinking for like
meditating.
30 seconds of an interview. And I was like, I got to do something with this. Like, he's not afraid to just stop an interview and think so that he can give a very, very intelligent answer. And I was like, I got to play off of this somehow. But he's such an interesting individual, spiritual individual. Apparently yesterday, some colleagues told me that they saw him walk over to the arena and just kind of like stand in front of it and soak in the energy of the arena. This is like on a Friday night.
Right.
Very interesting individual is Jiří Procházka.
I love him. Respect him completely. And so two quick final questions. One, I'm curious because I get asked this a lot. Have you ever sparred? Have you trained in UFC since you're so into it?
I have some martial arts training. We have my wife and I have three kids. By the time my third kid rolled around, I just did not have the time to continue.
Right.
I had trained for a couple of years. Right when I first started covering the sport, I said, you know, I got to get in there and see what this is like. So I made sure to make that a priority. I trained for a couple of years. And then, like I said, the third kid rolled around and I was traveling a lot and I just had to give something up. And that's unfortunately what ended up on the chopping block.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't bounce back either from recovering. And last but not least, I'm curious, if you had a walkout song, what would it be, Aaron?
It's going to be A Long Night by Ween.
Ah, yes, I love it.
I was able to answer this very quickly. So this is something, obviously, I've thought about in the past.
Absolutely. Any MMA fan has thought about this. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I am super stoked for UFC 300. So thank you again, Aaron.
My pleasure, Victoria. And, Paul, I'm not offended that you were quiet during the interview. I mean, Victoria is so enthusiastic and love of the sport. So, yeah, I'm glad that you kind of, you know, handed her the ball and just told her to head up off to the end zone.
Well, Aaron, she had me in a leg trap and was getting ready for the triangle choke. So I didn't really have a lot of choice in this matter. But Aaron, appreciate you. Thanks for joining us here, courtesy of Bet Online.
Hey, thank you both. I appreciate you.
All right, Aaron Brandstetter, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for the most up to date fight lines and props for UFC 300. Victoria Vodenecker, check out her videos. We post them on the weekends on our X page, Twitter page, as well as our YouTube page, and you can catch her during the Adam Gold Show coming up at 12 o'clock.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.